King, you have summoned me. What is it?
Take this here vibranium to the brother Miles as a gift from the people of Wakanda. Go and bring him the vibranium mic. He will use it wisely.
Who are you? You don't know. Don't tell me Negro. That's absolutely nothing. What did you do before you were named a Negro? And where were you? And what did you have there? Ask Professor Maurice Miles Martinez, MC Brother Miles, and he'll tell you like it really is. You can shackle the hands of black people, you can jail the bodies of black people, but you cannot shackle or jail the minds of black people. Rise up, black man, black woman, and reach to go back to Africa.
My father was a Garveyite, thus Marcus Garvey can be thought of as my grandfather. But when you say, I've read in Dr. Ben's book, or I've read in Dr. Ivan Van Sertima's book, or I've read in Professor Maurice Miles Martinez's book, they say, don't speak that information in here. Brothers and sisters, speak your truth to the world.
Brother Miles, the black man's truth is here.
The real Wakandas of Africa podcast.
History is a clock that people use to tell their political, economic, and cultural time of day. Brother Miles, the relationship of history to the people is the same as the relationship of a mother to her child.
Free at last and proud to be black. One day Miles will be free at last.
Hey, Brother Miles, that was really great, man. I'm impressed.
Welcome to the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast, the place where black history, hip-hop, and spoken word come together. I'm your host, Maurice Miles Martinez, also known as MC Brother Miles. At the end of each podcast, we have an original spoken word poetry or hip-hop track by myself. Last week, we discussed how water was used to build the pyramids in Egypt. American President Theodore Roosevelt, who was president in the early part of the 1900s, traveled to the Kingdom of Buganda in the early 1900s. Now, Roosevelt had a very biased view of indigenous people. He often called them savages, as is evidenced by the letters that he wrote. In this trip to East Africa, his focus was upon securing cultural artifacts from the African continent to bring back to place in the Washington, D.C., National Museum of Natural History. Now, Roosevelt, as many explorers through the African continent didn't travel alone. He basically planned to loot East Africa of its artifacts, and he brought porters along the way to try to carry them out, and he succeeded. In all, he brought out some 11,000 items, and these included cultural artifacts, plants, and animal skins. Buganda had a history of at least 600 years of age when Roosevelt arrived, and this was relatively old because this was a history that predated Christopher Columbus's arrival in the Americas. It was before Spain, Portugal, France, and England really understood the global landscape. It also predated the establishment of democracy in the colonies that would become the United States, as well as the establishment of the United States Constitution. Buganda's political capital was bustling with political lobbyists, advocating for various interests of local communities in the kingdom. Buganda had a parliament, courts to hear appeals, and public healing locations. There were 292 elected and appointed representatives that governed the country along with the prime minister, king, and family nobles. European powers weren't able to easily conquer Buganda because of its 10,000-man army. This army prevented outside forces, including the British army, from sweeping through not only Buganda, but also through the rest of most of Uganda. And when Roosevelt arrived, he had to get the approval of the leadership in the empire to visit Buganda.
Once Roosevelt got in, he began to change the way that he spoke about the African continent. This was in large part due to the reality that Buganda's political establishment was so well organized that there was nothing else you could argue about it but that it was very well politically organized. In fact, many of the newly formed European countries at that time, or those that were forming like Italy, were arguably less politically developed than was Buganda. Thus, Roosevelt announced that Buganda was, in quote, far above most in their capacity for progress towards civilization, end quote. Now, you may notice from the quote that he was still in his language saying in part that Buganda was on the road of progress towards civilization. But his acknowledgement of the advanced nature of the political environment in Buganda showed that he had walked back his previous belief that Africans were nothing but savages. And so Buganda actually influenced the perspective of an American president. As always, we conclude the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast with an original spoken word poetry or hip-hop track by myself, MC Brother Miles, Maurice Miles Martinez. Thank you for listening, and please tune in a couple days because I know I owe you a podcast. I will have another one shortly. Thank you again for listening.
President Teddy Roosevelt was mesmerized for what he saw through biased eyes, that indigenous people could not govern themselves, and in the world, nowhere else existed only Kipling's white man's burden to civilize those without a suit or tie. But what reached from Africa's light was wisdom bright to Roosevelt's eyes. A Buganda political scene that made him reconsider that Africans were politically more organized, not just tribes, and had democratic institutions 600 years before he arrived. 200 years before transatlantic slavery's lie. And we are only discussing Buganda, but if you pry into the history of Africa, you will find that Africans had democratic institutions, like one of the oldest republics in the world was in the Benin Kingdom once unfurled, the notion that a nation sent from the West to teach us hence remains discombobulated and bent. For even Teddy Roosevelt understood this lesson when he saw the complex political establishments of the African manifesting.
Thank you for listening to the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast. When you have a chance, please pick a copy of my books up from Amazon, The Real Wakandas of Africa, Dr. John Henry Clark vs. Herman Cain, The Great Wall of Africa, The Empire of Benin's 10,000-mile-long wall, The Real Vibranium of Africa, and Akhenaten's Dreams by Maurice Miles Martinez. You can also subscribe to this podcast and become a regular sustaining member by clicking the link in the podcast. You can donate from $1 to $10 per month, and this makes an enormous difference in supporting this podcast and my research. Thank you again for listening to me, MC Brother Miles, Maurice Miles Martinez. I will speak with you next week.